This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Oanda Senior Market Analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London and good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon to you, Johnny.
I hope you had a good weekend. Let's talk about the markets as they are where you are. And we are seeing a bit of a sell-off today. Is that a sort of hangover from what we had last week with the near close down because of the Thanksgiving holiday?
Yes, precisely. So if you look at the current situation right now in the global stock indices, particularly the S&P 500 E-mini futures and the NASDAQ 100 E-mini futures, they have erased last Friday gains. So without any clear fundamental drivers at the start of today's Asia session, and also as right now, as we are speaking right now, as the European session has really get underway. So it's more likely particularly driven by positioning, short-term positioning in light of a very low liquidity trading environment, especially right after the two Thanksgiving holiday, we call it a weekend, which is the prior that will be Thursday and Friday. And heading into today's Asia session, we tend to have a lower, thinner liquidity before the start of the US session. So it seems to us that the particular driver very strangely comes from the cryptocurrency space. So at the start of today's Asia session, at around 7 a.m. Singapore time, we see the cryptocurrency, the majors, the BTC, as well as ETH, which is Bitcoin, Ethereum against the dollar, selling off pretty rapidly within the first 2 hours at the start of today's Asia session. So they are down around negative 5%. And we start to see the NASDAQ 100 E-mini futures, which is a much more higher beta US stock index, is now down negative 0.7%. And at the worst, around the middle part of the Asia session today, it was down as much as negative 1.1%. So what we could see over here is a more of a short-term positioning, we call it situation, where we start to see a low liquidity, where potentially some short-term speculators' position got tripped in terms of the stop loss of during that has held overnight after the Thanksgiving holiday. And one thing to take note over here is that very interestingly, this particular sell-off in the US benchmark stock indices futures at this juncture doesn't come with a very strong US dollar strength. So usually when we start to see this kind of dramatic sell-off at the start of the Asia session for the week, that means i.e. Risk-off asset selling off, the dollar tends to gain on a firmer footing. But this time around, the dollar is actually losing further strength. So as we are speaking right now, the dollar index is actually down negative 0.24%, extending the losses that is being seen on last Thursday and Friday. So primarily, two reasons that is causing this ongoing dollar weakness. Number one is straight up from the US itself, which we know that Fed Chair Powell, his term as a Fed Chair will expire next May. So right now, there's a lot of, we call it, attention on who's going to be the next Fed Chair. So primary speaking over here is that the current Trump administration wants a chair which is much more in line with the economic policy ever such by the administration, which is more moving towards a more dovish approach, or i.e. accommodative monetary policy, where Trump himself has mentioned that the current Fed funds rate at around 3.75% is way too high. So what's interesting over here is that Trump, he kind of highlighted over the Thanksgiving holiday that the current front runner right now will be nonetheless that his very close economic advisor, which is the current National Council Board Chair, Kevin Hassett. And based on the polar market betting odds, Kevin Hassett betting odds to be the Fed next Fed Chair has risen from 40% chance to as high as 75% chance. And that being said, that also created a firming up of this Fed rate cut bets for up and coming in the December meeting, where it almost hit a high of 90% on last Friday. And also bear in mind that in 2026, next year, the Fed funds futures market is also looking at a minimum of 3 interest rate cut each of 0.25%. And with the potential, we call it a Fed chair Kevin Hazard being a very one of the close economic advisor of the Trump administration, that could actually imply that the Fed will be much more willing to cut interest rates next year. And also on top of this, there's this particular we call it a speech by Bank of Japan, Uda. So Bank of Japan, Uda right now is in a kind of a hot seat, given the state that the current Japanese administration seems to be much more in line with an accommodative monetary policy. But Bank of Japan has kind of clearly stated in the last 1 or 2 weeks, implying that inflation trend in Japan has really moved away from its deflationary level about 10 to 15 years ago, and now is hovering above that long-term target of 2%. And that actually supports this ongoing gradual interest rate hike policy, or the preference of the Bank of Japan to slowly increase interest rate in line with Japanese economic fundamentals. And in today's one of the business forum in Japan, BOJ Governor Uda actually made this rather hawkish statement, stating that he's pretty much concerned about a rising sensitivity of Japanese inflation triggered by FX moves, and reinforcing Japan BOJ expectation on a path of cautiously tightening path. So based on this statement over here, he's pretty much concerned about if the yen were to remain weak, it could see a further uplift in the inflation trend in Japan, then therefore indirectly causing a dampening of the Japanese consumer confidence, which eventually will have a negative knock-on effect on consumer demand. So by having this rather, we call it a lukewarm hawkish statement towards the recent movement of the rapid decline on the Japanese yen. So in fact, one of the we call it main driver that actually drives the dollar weakness as we are speaking right now is coming from the yen story aside, where we see the dollar yen is being the weakest dollar major pair right now, which is down by almost negative 0.7%. And now in today's Asia session, it broke below the psychological level of 156. And right now it's inching to break another psychological level lower at the 155 mark over here.
So, Kelvin, looking to the week to come, bearing in mind the following week, we've got a very important announcement from the FOMC regarding interest rates. That will be on the 10th of December. But should the data come in either at expectations or indeed even below expectations, and I'm talking about the core PCE on Friday and the ISM PMI earlier in the week, that should really make it a nailed-on surety that we will have a rate cut next week from the Federal Reserve.
Yes, precisely. And also the interest rate cut expectation going forward in 2026, where the Fed Funds Futures traders has starts to price in at least a minimum of 3 more interest rate cut for 2026. So market participants will be very much interested on these 3 leading US economic indicator starting from Wednesday, where we have the ISM services PMI. So bear in mind that the ISM services PMI data continues to be in a expansionary mode at around the 52-51 level for the last 3 to 4 months. So right now market is also expecting it to hum along this 52 level mark. So just only a slight deterioration from previous October print of 52.4. So market is expecting to be at 52.1. So if it comes down lower than 52.1, let's say it's about 50 to 51, that actually will potentially increase the chances of the US Fed to be pretty much cutting rates in December and also continue its interest rate cut cycle in 2026. And bear in mind over here is that to add on, the most important data will come from the core PCE price index, which is the inflation trend that is being preferably watched by FOMC members. So this is more of a delayed data for the month of September, given the fact that in 2 months ago, we have this longest closure of the U.S. Government due to the shutdown. So right now, official statistical compiled data, officially by the statistical board, the official government agency of the U.S. solely released this data as the weeks goes by in December. So we have the core PCE price index coming up on Friday, which is the 5th of December. So market will be focusing on the core PCE price index that's stripping off the volatile item, energy and food on a year-on-year basis. So year-on-year basis, market is still looking at expecting a rather high level of 2.9%. Still bear in mind that since May this year, it slowly starts to inch up slowly higher upwards gradually. So now at 2.9%. So market is also expecting another 2.9% coming in from the month of September, similar for the rate of 2.9% year-on-year in August. So the key thing over here, that has really been more or less been expected by the market participants. And if it definitely come in below what market is expecting at 2.8 or 2.7%, that could actually also increase the chances of a interest rate cut in December and also firming up further interest rate cuts in 2026. But bear in mind over here is that we know that this is more of a kind of a lagging data, because given the fact that it's already in right now, it's already in what December. So market will also pay close attention on the same day where we have a much more forward-looking data, which is the consumer sentiment data. So University of Michigan, consumer sentiment data is a flash data for the month of December. So bear in mind that the previous print was 51, which is a very low number. So 51 is the second lowest number since its historical low of 50 that was in June 2022. So market now is only expecting a slight recovery, not that great, to 52 level. So if that level comes in below expectation, like 51 or even 50, which is the historical low level, that actually implied that the consumer sentiment continues to be in a downtrend for the entire of 2025. So that could actually mean that consumers are rather not so confident in terms of their disposable income to further see further spending. And that could actually also dampen demand-led growth as well in the US. So if this consumer sentiment continues to be in a rather downward trend, a rather lackluster number at 52, or we're still coming below 52, that could actually kind of harden the stance of the FOMC members to tends to sway more towards the demand the demand side of the situation of the US economy that is clearly showing signs of a kind of a deterioration rather than improvement, even though we start to see that inflation trend is still remains rather sticky above that long-term desired target by the Fed, which is at 2%.
Should be absolutely fascinating to see how this pans out, Kelvin. Thank you very much for joining us today, and we will speak to you next week.
Exactly, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.